got himself his first team reps this season. How do you think he responded?
He got a couple. He had a few team reps earlier on in camp, but did a nice job. It was a tough situation to come in. Two minute drill there. Needed a field goal to tie, a touchdown to win. Came up short, but it was a good productive drill.
Has he gotten enough work to play on Friday night?
Yes.
Will he play on Friday?
Yes.
Do you have a plan for Friday night at this point?
There's a plan. We'll treat it very similar to the way we treated last year's game.
So means no Eli and no Odell?
We'll treat it very similar to the way we treated last year's game.
What's the order of the quarterbacks after Eli? Is it Josh?
No, we're going to go and take a look at the tape and see how it transpires.
Coach, you gave Chad Wheeler some first-team reps. How did he do?
You know what? He jumped in there and got beat like a drum on a first play. After that, he hung in there nicely.
What have you seen from him overall in camp?
I see a young, talented player. He's a physical player. He's a young player with that can bend well. He's working on the fundamental part of the game. Seems to get football.
How did you give him first-team reps?
I wanted to look at him.
Ben, what kind of advice do you give the bubble guys or young guys ahead of their first camp?
We talked about it the other day. There are a lot of competition in camp. So the more competition, the more guys that are on the bubble. If you don't know or not, if you're on the bubble, then you are on the bubble. And you know, we talked about your fears can lead to your greatness. Your greatness lies within your fears. So embrace them and just compete your tail off on Friday night.
Ben, for Sterling to have worked himself back, it seems to me to be quickly. I don't know about your timetable, but has that impressed you at all?
He looked good moving around out there today. Didn't seem to be limited. We're going to take it slow with him like we talked about earlier. But, you know, he likes football, wants to get back out in the field. It's important to him.
You said yesterday on the radio it's been Eli's best camp to come together. Well, why is that?
He's completing the ball at a high percentage. He knows the offense like the back of his hand. Teaching others. He's been in the offense for 4 years now, so he's able to teach others. And that's the best way to learn it, the best way to master it.
Ben, how have you found just balancing four quarterbacks in camp?
We have a young guy that we have high hopes for in the future, and he's learning the system. He's very good at working behind the scenes and getting the work and the reps that he needs to get. We have two guys battling for a backup spot, and we're going to go in and take a look at the film, and we evaluate that each and every day. And we have a veteran, and he needs to get the work that he needs, and that's primary for us.
Had you ever had that situation in your coaching career before?
We've had battles for backup spots, yes.
But, I mean, having, four guys, just logistically finding time.
Yes, it's tough. It's tough in today's CBA, but that's how it goes.
Ben, with all the teams that play first, second, third, do you think you can establish something in the running game that can be something that sets a tone?
Yeah, we need to come out and run the ball first group. We'll talk later about how many plays we're going to get in the first group, but coming out and running the football is important to us, and it starts the first time we hit the field together in a team environment.
You talked a lot about Rhett Ellis as a blocker. I mean, what do you think he can bring as a pass catcher?
I think he's been underutilized possibly in the past game. We're going to use him a little bit more, give him some opportunities there. He certainly shows that he moves like a football player in space, so I don't see any reason why he can't be a contributor.
What have you seen from Travis Rudolph?
I think he's a young player. He's had some ups and has some downs. He keeps coming back every day, willing. And we'll see. Excited to watch him play.
Are there any guys who are definitely not playing Friday?
We're looking at that. Not at this point.